Shabbat Shalom. 2,500 years ago, the holy city of Jerusalem was surrounded by the Babylonian army. They killed our people, sacked our city, and destroyed our temple. The Hebrew date was the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av. 2,000 years ago, the Romans crushed our spirits, decimated our city, and destroyed our temple. The date was Tisha B'Av. 1,000 years ago, the first crusade marched across Europe, slaughtering Jewish communities as it marched. We remember on Tisha B'Av. 500 years ago, the Spanish Inquisition began demanding Jews convert or die. We remember on Tisha B'Av. 70 years ago, 1/3 of the Jewish population, the worldwide Jewish population, was killed in death marches, in death camps, and by death squads. We remember on Tisha B'Av. 30 years ago, Jews fled their home in Iran as a fanatical government threatened their lives and livelihood. We can remember on Tisha B'Av. Today, 26% of the world population harbors anti-Semitic attitudes. Boston has seen a die-in. New York and Chicago has seen leaflets left on Jewish cars telling Jews to die. France and Germany have seen synagogues attacked by bombs. Protesters the world over chant that Hitler was right and to gas the Jews. Today, 63 soldiers and 3 civilians have been slaughtered by terrorists. Hadar Golden, a young soldier about to be married, was taken captive during a ceasefire. Hamas terrorists use children as weapons. They're building supplies to make terror tunnels. And they booby-trap hospitals, homes, shops, and schools. 66 Israelis have been murdered simply because Hamas cannot stomach the notion, the reality, of a healthy, strong, vibrant, democratic Jewish state. And shortly, this afternoon, down the road on Wilshire Boulevard in the federal building, in front of the federal building, thousands will gather to protest against our homeland. The Talmud teaches us that we must lessen our joy to honor these tragedies on Tisha B'Av. And a commentator, the Magen Avraham, a halachist from the Middle Ages, goes even farther. He says, during this time, we must eliminate all joy. He says, we are required to be sad. This sadness is a reminder. A reminder to defend our borders. A reminder to use our words to challenge the hate speech spewed by the anti-Semites. It is a reminder to commit our resources to defending and supporting Jews the world over. It is a reminder to support the Israeli Defense Forces who protect the lives of the first small island of Jewish independence in 2,000 years. But this sadness is also a reminder to protect our borders within, to protect them from anger and hate. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 17, demands that we not hate our fellow in our hearts. It demands further that we reprove our fellow. Rashbam adds that we are required to stand up for what is right. We are required to call out wrongdoers and wrongdoing. We are required to do this precisely because that is how we keep the hate from our hearts. This Tisha B'Av, I am afraid for my soul. I'm afraid of the fury I feel at the senseless hatred spouted by Hamas and their defenders. But our tradition is smart. It knows we will be angry. And at this moment, it demands our sadness. The Midrash tells us that those ancient Israelites, our ancestors, who were slaves in Egypt for 400 years, they witness God's might as the 10 plagues and eventually the sea crush their Egyptian oppressors. The angels in heaven sing songs of rejoicing, and God takes them to task. God says, I don't regret what I did here today, but I cry for the loss of life. I cry for my creations. All humanity was created in the divine image, even the wicked. I stand behind Israel and the IDF, and I also try very hard to mourn each loss of life. If we act out of anger, then we seek vengeance, not justice. Then we start to let the hate into our hearts and into our souls. I feel this anger. I am scared because I understand those Israelis caught on TV cheering the bombs falling in Gaza. Tisha B'Av reminds me to protect what makes me proud to be a Jew. We are a people who abhor violence, even just violence. We are a people that understand the fundamental truth that each and every creature was created in the image of God. I remind myself to guard our borders from without. Senseless hatred of you, me, and our brethren is spilling out all over the world. I must stand vigilant to protect our brethren with all of my might. I also remind myself to protect my borders within, to protect my heart and my soul. I must always mourn the loss of life. I must not cheer the death of our enemies. I must not let the hate in. I must remember not to become them. I would like to conclude today with a moment of silence. A moment of silence to help hold back the anger. A moment of silence to focus on the sadness. Please be with me in a moment of silence in which we mourn for the dead. We pray for comfort for the survivors, and we dream of a world in which there is no hate.